But first, after a frantic weekend of last-minute negotiations, Canada will be part of a renegotiated NAFTA deal. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Murphy Woodhouse reports on what this means for an Arizona-Mexico trade deal.
A deal between Mexico and the United States that left out Canada was slated to be announced Friday. But after reaching a full trilateral agreement late Sunday, the top U.S. and Canadian negotiator said the deal would, quote, result in freer markets, fairer trade, and robust economic growth in our region. Having a deal with the state's top two trading partners bodes well for Arizona, says Glenn Hammer of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Our economies are so interlocked and are becoming even closer.
In Sonora, the deal was also praised by the group representing export manufacturers. Gerardo Vasquez.
Da certeza.
He said it gives certainty to current investments and those that could come. The Sunday deadline allowed outgoing Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto to sign the deal before his last day in office. Major sticking points between the U.S. and Canada involved an independent dispute resolution mechanism and Canada's protected dairy industry. Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper reported Sunday night that the dispute body was preserved in exchange for greater access to the country's dairy market. The deal will ultimately need to be approved by all three countries' legislatures. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.
The Trump administration says this deal is a great deal for all countries and serves as a win for his administration ahead of the midterm elections. So how will this new agreement impact Arizona? Joining us for a few minutes by phone is Todd Sanders. He's president and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Todd, good morning.
Good morning.
So how big of a deal is this for Arizona businesses?
Well, you know, it really is an important agreement for Arizona businesses, and the fact that it is trilateral, I think, is even better news. Clearly, we are part of a mega region with Sonora and have a very robust trade activity with Mexico, but we have almost a virtual border with Canada as well. So much Canadian investment here in Arizona that it's great to see something in the works that hopefully will become come to fruition very soon.
Now, I know we don't have all the details of this renegotiated deal yet, but based on what you've read and seen and heard so far, do you have a sense of how big of a change this might be for Arizona companies that are doing business with counterparts in Canada?
Not yet. We're still waiting to hear some of the details. I know a delegation from the chamber is actually going to be in Washington next week, and be some opportunities to talk to the administration about that. I think there are going to be some changes, for instance, on the Mexican side that I think could be good for us here in terms of some environmental upgrades, labor regulations, and as well as some changes to safety regulations for trucks coming north. But we're certainly looking forward to digging into the details.
So, Todd, we've talked about this for so long now, about the renegotiations of NAFTA and this being up in the air. There's been so much rhetoric around it, so much vitriol. I wonder if kind of having a trade deal at all at this point has been worth all of that trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you see, for instance, from the NAFTA 1.0 to today and the amount of trade, for instance, here in Arizona, the exponential increase has been nothing short of remarkable, and clearly the Canadian side, as we saw when we went into the Great Recession here, so much investment from Canada and trade back and forth that I think having no agreement at all would have been a big blow to our economy. So this is, I think, good news, and it does provide that certainty that all businesses look for on both sides of the border.
Todd, are there particular sectors in Arizona that rely more heavily on either importing from or exporting to Canada that will be maybe particularly affected by this deal?
I think there are some key industries here, for instance, manufacturing, the tech sector, and probably some parts of the retail economy that are also going to be eager to look at the deal.
Now, you referenced that Arizona essentially has a virtual border with Canada, and we know that there are a lot of Canadians who come here, especially during the winter, to escape colder climes up north. I'm wondering if you think that maybe taking away the states in the U.S. that actually do border on Canada, is Arizona maybe one of the more important states as a trading partner with Canada?
I think we are, and I think we are a model for the country. You know, clearly the relationship with Mexico is longstanding and very solid, but the relationship now with Canada and the way we've been able to have sort of this virtual border and increased trade with Canada really puts us, I think, in the lead in terms of how states are doing this nationally.
You mentioned a couple of the key industries where this might be particularly effective. I wonder if you're hearing from businesses today. Are people relieved? What kind of reaction are you hearing?
We're starting to get some calls here at the office from folks wanting to get details. So we've been calling our contacts in Washington, the U.S. Chamber, for instance, to get some more details. And clearly, next week, and we're actually boots on the ground in Washington, I know that that's going to be a topic that's going to be top of mind. And we're hoping to bring back as much information as possible to our members here in Phoenix.
And Todd, lastly, before we let you go, I'm curious when you start to dig into the details, what specifically will you be looking for? What are some of those details that will make this deal sort of, yes, this works, or maybe no, it doesn't work in your mind?
Well, I think part of it is the modernization aspect. Clearly, this was an agreement that was signed a couple decades ago, and it needs to be modernized. So we're going to look at what those aspects are in terms of making this a more modern agreement to sort of operate in this environment, in this business environment, but then look at some of the changes that were made outside of that scope and make sure that there are no unintended consequences. As you know, the legislature, Congress, treaties, there's always the law of unintended consequences. So we're going to want to make sure that we're looking at that and understanding what those changes are and to be sure that there's not going to be something that's going to be detrimental at the end of the day.
All right. That's Todd Sanders, President and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Todd, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thanks. A pleasure.